Hello, I'm Con.
And I'm Stav.
And we're Edinaki. You're listening to
Radio Karam.
Hey guys, and welcome to the 42nd edition of the In the Stand show. Today we are joined with last week's No Limit on Fox headliner, Anton Markovich. So firstly, Anton, thank you for joining me today.
How's it going, man? Good to be here.
That's all good. So last Wednesday, you got your first stoppage in your professional career against Viliami Liavaa. What did you make of your performance?
Man, how can I put it best? I was like so stoked to get the knockout, but at the same time, you know, I also would have probably appreciated just a little bit more professional experience in the ring, you know, but you know, being in there, getting the job done in style like that is absolutely sensational, man. You know, I can't believe, you know, I couldn't believe when I was watching it back, I couldn't believe how good it looked. I was in awe, you know. Even myself, you know, watching it, I was like, ooh, ah, damn, that looked like it hurt, you know. So, yeah, probably the best way to put it.
Yeah. So coming into the fight, we said Viliami was supposed to fight Nikita Zhu after you. Did you try to use that as motivation in the lead up to the fight?
Yeah, it was right at the back of my mind, man. It was a big inspiration to actually win that fight and win it in a stunning fashion, you know. So leading into the fight, that was always going to be at the back of my mind, you know. Fight with Nikita is probably in my eyes like a really good test of my capabilities, you know, and is probably the best test of my true capabilities and what I'm truly capable of.
So the night before the fight, the card got turned on its head. Sleep fighters got pulled, new fighters. When did you find out that you were actually headlining the fight card?
Oh, man, look, I was, to be honest, I was getting a haircut, you know, and I was getting this buzz cut that I've got right now. Look like I'm nearly bald, but I was in the barber shop and then I got this call, and the barber, my barber, he's a huge fan of boxing. He was going to watch the Bilal Akhawai versus Ronald Quinlan main event, and he found out I was the main supporting bout, and he was so excited to actually watch it. And then I got the call just as I was sitting in his chair, you know, to go ahead and get a haircut, get a buzz cut. And just as I got that call, I had to go outside. I had to get out of the chair, and the next person hopped in the chair. So I got pushed back in line a bit, but when I got that call, I was super stoked to find out that I was headlining. I was going to be the main event, and it made me even more eager to want to show my capabilities. You know, for me, I love fighting. I love fighting. I love a true test of my capabilities, and for me, the best thing right now is for me to get as many fights as possible, which is why I'm fighting in 2 weeks.
Yeah. So you're coming off a huge win, beat the guy that was supposed to fight Nikita, stepped up on a nice notice to headline the card. Do you think there's a chance you'll be signed to No Limit?
It all depends on you know, what matches they want to give me. You know, I think they're going to give me some good tests, you know, and look, that's up to them. You know, at this point right now, I'm not too sure, you know, what they're thinking, because all I remember on that night was getting interviewed and everybody being a bit gun shy, like kind of just, oh wow, we didn't expect that. Oh my god, that was like wow. Oh
yeah.
You know, and I you know, I kind of surprised myself of what I was capable of. To be honest, in the change rooms, my coach was G'ing me up so hard. He kept trying to, you know, bring whatever animal you know was hiding at the back of my brain out, you know, and it came out that night. And even look, after all the strategy, after all the planning, when you watch yourself back on tape, even you, like even me as a person, you know, is surprised at what I'm watching. You know, you realize, oh my God, I didn't realize I was capable of this. You know, so at least, you know, in passing, do I think I'm going to get more opportunities on No Limit? 100%. I absolutely do think I'll be back on the show very soon. Hopefully in the next 6 weeks or 5 weeks, hopefully. But, you know, it could be as soon as April or May. You know, it could be as soon as that, could be as late as June. But I just want to keep fighting. You know, that's what I'm all about.
Yeah, so I know you've got another fight coming up. Let's say you get another win. Is there anyone in particular you want to fight next?
Look, I've got another fight coming up. That's primarily my focus. I did call out Benjamin Hussein on the No Limit show. You know, that looks like a real possibility. You know, and even in the future, I mean, I've heard, you know, as far as I know right now, there's a contract out, I think, for Benjamin Hussein, but you know, I'm not sure as to what's next in the future. I just want to take as many fights as possible. So right now it's just like whoever's willing, you know, and I could be going up to Queensland. I could be heading interstate. I could be going to Canada to fight in April. You know, these are all possibilities. I hope they come off, and I'm very grateful if they do come off. You know, I'm grateful for the opportunity to entertain, you know.
Yeah. So now in 11 days time, you take on Peter Mirror. Do you know much about him? It's going to be a second fight in a month. Is being active something you like? And do you think you're going to get the job done?
100%. Being active is something I definitely like. It's not so much like being active is more, it's more a confidence, you know, boost as well, you know, because, you know, no one else is doing it, but also at the same time, you're also getting that experience that you need to take on better and better fighters. You know, a lot of fighters, you know, they might take a look at another fighter's resume and think, oh, why do I need to fight this guy? You know, he's only got, you know, this many fights. He's only won this many fights. You know, as long as I get that experience and I just keep chugging and chugging and chugging, I think I will get to where I want to go. You know, taking hard fights early on, especially, you know, say taking on a guy like Nikita or even Benjamin Hussein early, it's no small feat for a guy this early on in his career. You know, it's people think to themselves, you know, he's not ready, or he's a bit undercooked. You know, why do you want to take on these guys so early? It's not that, you know, it's not those opinions are not what I listen to, you know, because they create doubt in your mind. And for me right now, I just want as much experience as possible. Doesn't matter who it is. If it's the best guys, it's the best guys. If it's, you know, guys with one win, four losses, you know, it's guys like that. You know, it doesn't really matter at this point. Peter Mirror, what I'm expecting from him is, I think what he's expecting from me actually is that he expects me to take him lightly, you know, and he's probably going to try and surprise me. And that's what I'm thinking, he's thinking, you know, but what I'm expecting is the best version of him. You know, I've seen him, how he fights. You know, he likes to put his hand out, you know, and push an opponent's head up, you know. So we've got solutions for all these things. We've got solutions for all these problems. And, you know, we will see what happens and how it unfolds on the night.
Yeah. So what's the rest of the year look like for you? How many more fights do you think you're going to take?
Ooh. Oh, man. I think I'm going to try and see if I can rack up another 8 by the end of the year, 8 to 10.
Yeah.
You know, look, I'll be honest with you. My favorite fighter of all time ever is Jack Dempsey. And the reason why he was known is because he used to fight anybody and everybody. at any time, anywhere, you know, without shoes, without socks on, with a broken leg, you know, broken arm. Doesn't matter. He could be missing half his body and he would still try and fight, you know. So for me, that is the definition of a fighter. There's a definition of someone who has a strong mentality and who's willing to just be a savage, you know. And he was a savage in the way he thought he fought. You know, his best quote, in my opinion, was, well, actually, yeah, his best quote was, when you haven't eaten in 5 days, he said, you could hit me with a sledgehammer. He said, it doesn't matter. He said, it ain't going to stop me. And, you know, that's the mentality I'm trying to adopt, or rather get in or instill in me, you know, over these next few fights, you know, over these next 8 to 10, whatever comes my way this year, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So in your first professional fight, you went the distance, but unfortunately didn't get the win against Jason Fawcett. What do you think you learned from that fight that you take into your fights today?
Oh, man, that was probably my biggest learning experience ever. You know, like, I'll be honest with you, mentality. That's the basic answer to that question. Like, there's so many different things that I got wrong in that fight mentally, you know. One of them was not thinking that boxing was 90% mental. You know, I thought boxing was just about having, and initially as an amateur, I thought boxing was just about having the biggest weapons, you know what I mean? Yeah. Having the you know, these cannonballs in your fists, you know, that you could launch at any time. But really, it's that there's a mentality to it. You know, when I went into that fight, I was very unsure about how I was going to go over 8 rounds. I was very unsure as to, you know, what my parents were thinking. I was thinking about all the wrong things, completely out of focus, you know, completely out of focus. So by the time I got into the ring, I went pale white. You know, and I see so many young fighters, I see so many young guys like me, when they get in the ring, they feel that palpable tension, that fear, you know. And after that fight, you know, actually, I'll be honest with you, during that fight, I cannot remember rounds 2 to 7. I have trouble remembering it that because, not because I was concussed. The doctor checked me afterwards. He said I wasn't concussed. It was because of the anxiety. The anxiety got to me so bad, you know, and to feel that in a sport which you love and you've been dedicating yourself for ages to, you know, it's soul-crushing because you've put all this work in and then all of a sudden, you know, it goes to nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So after that fight, I had to rebuild. After that fight, I had to go back to the drawing board, see what went wrong. And we realized, me and my coach realized, it was mental. It was all mental. He got me to see one of his mates who was, in my opinion, a professional sports therapist, counselor, if you will, you know. Yeah. But he was a real big help, you know. Mark was he got me to – shout out to Mark. You know, he was a real big help in bringing me back to – what I needed to do in the ring, you know, and what I needed to do in life just to sort out, you know, certain things as a man, you know, because for me, as well as that, the other thing mentally, you know, that I was talking about was the journey from being a boy to being a man.
Yeah.
And when you're a man, right, especially in the sport of boxing, in the ring, you have to do what you say you're going to do. You have to do what you say you're going to do. You know, if you're at a fight night or if you're at a press conference in boxing and you're talking so much smack, you know, you typically tend to get the crowd offside, and also, you know, you garner a certain reputation, you know. And people who have talked smack and succeeded, you know, they're pretty well respected, you know. They're pretty because they can talk, but they can also walk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What happened there? Oh, I think someone tried to call. No worries. Yeah, but, you know, if you can do what you say you're going to do, you know, you will get more fans. You know, if you can, you know, be able to make happen what you want in the ring with strategy, with, you know, mental toughness, being able to withstand and sit there in the pocket with a guy trading blow for blow, some of the hardest blows you've ever taken in your life. And I think, you know, you'll find that you'll be able to grow as both, not just a person, you know, but a man, you know, especially, you know, from my point of view, you know, you'll be able to grow and find things, you know, find things out about yourself that you never knew before.
Yeah. So that loss to Jason, he's fighting in 2 weeks' time. Do you think you can revenge that loss?
Oh man, you know, we've been sparring a heap. I got a lot of respect for the guy because he keeps, you know, he keeps coming back and keeps trying. I keep trying. You know, he's a real good dude. You know, he's a good fighter, but more importantly, he's got a big heart. You know, So I think he's gonna win this fight, you know, against Adam Spall in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, he's gonna get past him, and you know, who knows what's next for him in the future. Maybe he might decide to accept the fight with me, but you know, that's up to him. That's completely up to him.
So
you know, because I accept all comers. You know, I don't really discriminate. But yeah. You were saying?
Oh, so just going to my last question. Sorry. So you had a great amateur career. Do you think that's helped you in your professional career?
Ooh, man. So here's the thing. Professional boxing and amateur boxing are two different sports, you know, at least from a mental perspective, not just a skill perspective, but also a mental one too. In doing 3 by 2 minute rounds, you know, you are essentially trying to give it all you got and explode from out of nowhere just to try and get, you know, a points win or even get a knockout if a person's not seeing what you're doing. But I find that, you know, I didn't have enough time to actually do certain things in the amateurs, and I just had to keep brawling. And then coming into being a professional, you know, I found that, you know, when I was a professional, the mentality was completely different. The amateur mentality was score points, box. But the professional mentality was go in there to hurt this guy as much as possible. You're not there to win. You're not there to lose. You're going there to hurt the guy as much as you can. You know, and that's the mentality of literally a stone cold killer. You know, you can't put it any other way. That's probably the best way to put it. Because all these guys that are great professionals, all right, they have a different mentality to an amateur boxer. They have a completely different mentality. And that's not just, you know, growing from being a boy to being a man. That's also figuring out, you know, certain weaknesses you have, you know, how you react under pressure, lots of it, you know, and finding out what you're really made of. You know, so that's why a lot of amateurs, you know, have a tendency to go by the wayside after a while, you know, but otherwise, has it helped me? It's helped me a bit, you know, in terms of being in the ring, you know, in terms of being in, you know, the squared ring.
Yeah.
But two completely different sports, man. Two completely different sports. I say it's helped me about 20%, you know, and the other 80% has been all me mentally trying to become a man.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So that wraps up all my questions today. Thanks, Anton, for joining me.
Hi, my name's Paul Kennedy, and I'm a sport reporter for the ABC. And when I'm not listening to the ABC, I listen to Radio Karam. Tune in and enjoy.
Don't worry about a thing. 'Cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright. Don't worry about a thing. 'Cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright. If you got a tummy ache, or you don't feel right, or if you have a nasty rash keeping you up at night,
Don't worry
about a thing.
Don't worry.
'Cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright.